Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is wake-up call. This wake-up call is for the 18th of January, 2018, and it's going to be titled, So Much for Kings. I'm going to be starting out in the book of 1 Kings, okay? I'm going to give you a website that you can look on. They want a bunch of money for this thing, but... I'm going to give you the option to go there and take a look and make your own decision, okay? It's called the HallettReport.com. That's H-A-L-L-E-T-T report. It's all one word, HallettReport.com / genealogy.html, genealogy.html, and it's got all the illegitimate kings, royalty, fake royalty, okay, it lines them out. Now let me read the scripture verse, and then I'm going to take off. Chapter 11 of the book of 1 Kings. Verses 1 through verse 8. And sovereign Shlomo loved many foreign women in addition to the daughter of Pharaoh, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Zidonian, and Hittite women. Now I'm reading from the scriptures, the new version, which I have. I got the brand new one because my other one was worn out. I'm not going to go into the Hebrew because it's not relevant, okay? I'm just going to stay on the subject matter today. Verse 2, from the nations of whom Yahweh had said to the children of Israel, this is quoting Yahweh, you do not go in unto them, and they do not go into you. For they shall certainly turn away your hearts after their mighty ones. Shlomo clung to these in love. Now that's Solomon, okay, but they have the correct name in here. Verse 3, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. Verse 4, And it came to be when Shlomo was old that his wives turned away his heart after other mighty ones. And his heart was not perfect with Yahweh, his Elohim, as was the heart of his father David. I love this translation because they have things right in here. Not David, David. It's a waw, not a vav. It's not a Jewized Bible, okay? Verse 5, and Shlomo went after Ashtoreth, also known as Ishtar, like Ishtar Sunday, the mighty one of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Thus Shlomo did evil in the eyes of Yahweh and did not follow Yahweh completely like his father David. Verse 7, then Shlomo built a high place. Now that's a high place of worship. Big mound with an altar and stuff up on top of it. Built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that is east of Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. That's child sacrifice, okay? And so he did for all his foreign wives who burned incense and slaughtered to their mighty ones. And in the following verse, it says, Yahweh was enraged. All right, we've got kings. We still have kings floating around today. We've got the Queen of England and all those royals. And they have mixed. All right. In verse 1, it says many foreign women. All right. If you look up that word, foreign, it's racially alien. That's what it means. Doesn't mean foreign like from another nationality. It means foreign, racially alien, from a sub-race that's mixed. He married in with Edomites, the seed of Cain, the child of the wicked one, had mixed in with all of these people. Now, brothers and sisters, that seed line is still with us today. Now, we've got this deal going on with the prince over in England, fooling around with a mulatto from America. Now, they're bashing, saying, oh, she was a stripper and she was this. I don't care what she was. That's not the point. The point is race mixing. She is not black. She's not white. She evidently has Jewish blood. Well, so does the prince. Everybody's all upset because the prince is supposed to be a white guy. But if you go back in the lineage, He's not pure blood. His mother was not. And she was fooling around with some Arab prince, and the car crashed, and they think it might have been a hit. So there's this rumor going around that he's trying to trash the royal family because of what happened to his mom. The reason for it, again, is irrelevant. It's all deception designed to take you off down these different trails and occupy your mind. When the basic problem is still racial mixing. Now, what happened to Solomon after he did all this in direct opposition to what Yahweh had commanded him? The kingdom was ripped away from his son. We've had race mixing over in England in the so-called royal family, and all the royals of Europe, not just England, they have dilly-dallied and fiddle-faddled, and it's a soup over there made of many components. No one can be king of Israel unless they are of pure bloodline. All of these people that have mixtures are disqualified. Now let's shift over to the United States. We've had the enemy infiltrate our government and run politicians, and we have had a series of race-mixed people as the president of this country. Now, you might as well call him a king. Same deal, different day. The Queen of England and the King of England don't really rule England anymore. It's their governing body down below. They've received a lot of esteem, like our high up political officials, which definitely don't deserve it. I mean, we've got pedophiles and drug dealers and murderers and all sorts of trash in office over here in the United States. That very definitely don't deserve to rule over Israelite people. But what have they done? They have engineered through their puppet masters, the Talmudists, to invade this sovereign nation with all these non-Israelite people and give them everything, including the kitchen sink. Just gimme, 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 gimme. While our people, the Caucasians, the Aryans, the whites, whatever you want to call us, are having a very, very rough go of it because we're supporting all the non-white immigrants. Oh, you can't say it's all their fault. Yeah, there's some that work. Okay, no problem. But all the jobs have been shipped overseas to non-white nations by the people that took over the corporations that own the companies that make the jobs. And you know who did all that. Corporate America is Talmudic. Okay? They are of the seed of Cain, who's the son of the wicked one, and they are doing wicked things. Yeshua, Messiah, said, "You're of the father of the devil, and your father's works you wish to do." Well, it's gotten progressively worse down through time. It's got worse and worse and worse. And all Israel would come back, and they'd have one good king. But then they'd have a series of rotten ones. And eventually Yahweh had enough of it and put us in dispersion as punishment. And that land over there in the Middle East is occupied by non-Israelites. Those people aren't Israel. No more than the man and the moon. Same deal here in the United States. We were founded as a Christian nation. Strict rules. We had Yahweh's law in place. And then soft-hearted, oh, we got to let these people in there persecuted. No, they're not. They're devils. We've let the devil in the door, folks. Okay? I hate to say that. Well, I know a good... Yeah, you know a good one. Yeah, sure you do. But what are they like behind closed doors? They all support the agenda. Okay, let's say all. There may be a few that don't, that are rebels. But they don't count for anything among their own people. Among the illegitimate tribe. So they are ineffectual, and the majority, the elite, Khazarians, pump out propaganda from Hollywood and from TV and from radio and on the internet. And they have captured the mindset of our own people, Israel, and it's very hard to get through to people because visual images are very powerful. Okay, they've got this propaganda down pat, and our people watch these movies and they watch TV. And it's not like that. I saw on TV that enough said right there. Enough said. You saw it on TV. You better watch out. They've taken over the law profession. They've taken over medical profession. Broadcasting, print media. Disinformation, spy sites on the internet. You got to watch what you see on the internet. Because there's so much bull on the internet, it's not funny. It is not even funny. Very hard to trust anything on the internet. We've had a bunch of them infiltrate Christian identity. We'd have wolves in sheep's clothing come in among us and try to provoke us to do certain things. Now the time is going to come very shortly when there's not going to be a peaceable solution, and the Israelite warriors are once again going to have to rise up. I'm not going to dispute that. See, that's a ploy of the enemy to get us to point fingers at one another. And that's not going to work. We're going to have to separate into private communities. We're going to have to establish our own governments, okay? That's not going out and blowing up buildings and attacking people. They've tried to tar us with that brush, but it's not going to work. We're talking about law-abiding, Yahweh-obeying citizens in a Yahweh-centered community. You're not going to get a bunch of crazies in that, because Yahweh's laws would be so restrictive on that craziness that they wouldn't want to be there. Much too restrictive. Because crime would actually be punished. Women would be protected and respected. The children would be educated. The medical community there would actually help to heal people instead of getting them hooked on big pharma. I mean, it goes on and on and on. We're going to have to step up and do this, folks. I'm sorry, but we cannot live in these big cities where we are a target all the time. We are a target. They have subverted the police department, so the police have been infiltrated with nutcases, violent people that do violence to their own race, the white race. They kill their own people. We've seen instances of it. I watched a video on the Las Vegas deal. And the corruption there is so horrendous. But they're acting like this is a recent thing. Las Vegas has always been corrupt. The mobsters moved in, the Talmudic mobsters. Everybody thinks they're Italian. They're not Italian. They're not, Bugsy Siegel, not Italian. Sorry. I mean, they point fingers and try to lay blame everywhere but where it lies. They are deceivers. They are master deceivers. We've got a guy in the White House right now, Mr. Trump. Everybody is expecting certain things of this man. Oh, he's going to fix this and he's going to do that. He's going to... Who has he surrounded himself with? We've heard that there's going to be all these arrests. Do you see any? Oh, they're going to get Hillary and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. Is Hillary locked up? No. We've got a Weinstein and a few absolute complete buffoons that they threw under the bus instead of protecting them. When they became more of a liability than an asset, they will eat their own. They will destroy their own. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all deception. And because they control the media, they can spin it any way they'd like. But they're having a heck of a time with the little princeling over there, because the British people are so disgusted at this point that they are speaking out. I look for arrests in Britain for comments made on the internet about the princeling and his little negress. Goes right back to the book of Genesis, each kind unto its kind. Well, okay, if he were a pure white Israelite, there would be a problem. But he is not. And they are focusing on this. And it is another deception. He's not white, even though he has been mingled to the point where he looks white. That is one of their main methods of deception. They breed with white folks, so they have a white appearance instead of the hook nose and the curly hair and the receding forehead and no chin. And all the characteristics that have been mocked and made fun of, they're hiding them. They're hidden within the people that they have mingled with. That's another method of the deception. But the whole point, again, is not what they look like, but what bloodline do they carry? If they carry the seed of Cain, they are carrying the satanic seed line, and it's going to out itself sooner or later. A little bit of poison in a big gallon of water will make that gallon of water poisonous. And if you keep on drinking it, there may be only a little bit of it in there. But it's going to get you in the end. Well, this polluted bloodline that's now spread all over is still trying to get us. Okay? Oh, you're just paranoid. Look, I don't have to have a ton of bricks fall on my head to get my attention. Please. And neither should you. The ones that won't recognize it now are willfully not recognizing it. We have a terminally fatal problem. And that problem is race mixing. That's why the kingdom was snatched away from Solomon. That's why the people of Israel were put into dispersion. Because we polluted our seed line. Now there are those that deny that. They can deny it. They can jump up and down, have a hissy fit, call names. Oh, you're a Nazi, or you're this, or you're that. I'm not a socialist of any sort, nor am I a national socialist. Never been a national socialist. I don't go around Sieg Heiling. I'm not a comic book character. I'm not a media Nazi. I'm a Christian identity pastor. And I point out things that go contrary to the word of Yahweh. And what we're seeing right now in the world, pretty much everything is going contrary to the word of Yahweh. So we're getting down to the point where the last days are on us. And so much for kings, they're all polluted and disenfranchised by their pollution. They claim titles. Well, we had a Negro mixture or whatever it was as president of this country. But if you read the founding documents of this nation, they are three-fifths of a man. They cannot, they're not even citizens. That's not how this country was founded, but that's how far it's become polluted and perverted in all these years. That's what's happened. And we need to wake up and face the reality of this, folks. This is not the America I grew up in, let alone my parents. I mean, I grew up in Ozzie and Harrietsville. It was wonderful when I was a child, and I progressively watched it go to hell. I saw all the things that people are talking about as history. I was there. I saw integration. I saw the destruction of the schools. I saw the riots. I saw the gradual acceptance of race mixing. I saw the gradual acceptance of homosexuality. I have watched the degradation of this nation, turning into a cesspool, a moral cesspool. And it's getting worse now. I didn't think it could ever get worse. But it is as the scripture says. And you're just going to have to deal with this. In the last days, that which is evil will become good. And that which is good will become evil. We stand for racial purity. We stand for moral uprightness. And we're considered the evil ones. That's exactly what's forecast in the scripture. This is wake-up call. I'm trying to give my white Christian brothers and sisters out there a wake-up call. Because one of these days we're gonna wake up. And there's going to be a revolution and war in the streets. You better get right with Yahweh now. That's all I can tell you. Because you're running out of time. And you better strap up, as they say. And get ready for war. Gird your loins for war, because it's coming. Whether you like it or not, it's coming. What you like and what you want. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. It doesn't matter whether you want to talk about it or not. It's going to be the 800-pound gorilla in your living room that's going to beat the snot out of you. He's not just going to crap on your carpet. you're not going to be given a choice. You wear your uniform every day. You were born in it. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Israelites. You were born in your uniform. It's your white skin. And whether you like it or not, you're a target. Doesn't matter whether you like it. That upsets you, I'm sorry for you. Your willful ignorance and your denial is going to get you killed. You don't think this is a war to the death? Esau always hated Yaakov Israel and sought to kill him on how many occasions, and so do his children. The Edomites want to eliminate us as a species. They've mixed. They've got all these genetic problems because of mixing, which is one of the byproducts of racial mixing. Lot of mental problems. Which are homicidal. I know something. They don't want to kill me unless they get an order to do so. You have to understand they will smile to your face and stab you in the back. That is their nature. They can do nothing else. They're not given a choice either because of their genetics. It's the seed line of the serpent against the seed line of Adam. It's been that way since the beginning, and it continues today. And there was war in heaven, and it's still continuing. The rebellion isn't over. They still are rebelling. And they've got a lot of our people to join them. With the sexual perversion and the drugs and the just general sickness that makes these kind of behaviors acceptable to these people. Oh, I don't see anything wrong with it. That's the problem right there. You don't see anything wrong with it. You don't want to obey Yahweh because you want to bring Yahweh down to your level. You want a manageable God. Okay? That's what it is. Manageable. We've got to have a God that we can control. Well, guess what, sports fans? Yahweh created the entire universe and established all its rules. He's the top of the pecking order, and if you want to try to control him, good luck. Because you're going to have happen to you what happened to Solomon and all his kids that followed him. The kingdom was ripped away. Well, the kingdom is going to be ripped away from those who refuse to obey Yahweh. Along with their life. What can I say? You're not going to get away with it. You're not going to get a pass. Okay? I'm sorry if that will upset you. You're not going to get a pass. no matter what the preacher up in the pulpit tells you. It's going to be mighty rough. I'm looking for my passage. I got a brand new Bible, and I haven't got everything highlighted yet. It's the scriptures. I got a brand new one. The other ones were so beat up. You know, I've had them for years, and I really use them, okay? And when you do that, they tend to get shop worn, okay? Well, mine is extremely shop worn because I'm doing all these sermons and I teach and I do my research, and the Bibles tend to suffer over a period of time. So I broke down and I sent off and got a new one. Lucky me. All right. Here's 2 Thessalonians. Here's what I was looking for. Since verse 6 of chapter 1. And I read this a lot. Pardon me if I'm preaching to the choir, but I do it. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you. That would be us, real Israel. And the children of the enemy who are the ones doing the afflicting. And to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yahshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. These are not warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely, little cute cherubs. A cherubim is a killer angel. Okay. Verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yahshua Messiah. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master, from the esteemed of his strength. In other words, with the second coming, it's not going to be a bake sale. And it's going to be ugly. Not for those who believe and those who try to be obedient. We're going to be all right. But so many others, and that's the ones we're trying to reach, are not going to be all right. They're going to be hit. Am I going to be self-righteous and say, see? No, I'm going to grieve. Because I'm going to lose brothers and sisters. You know, that if you would only have listened. Doesn't make me happy to see people go down. It's not a joyous thing. But I have to keep on keeping on doing what I'm doing. I can't stop. I have to occupy until the end, which is what he says. We have to keep on preaching the word. You know, if it costs me my life, then it does. But I'll be back. You know, I've come so close with this heart attack thing that I don't fear death. I won't know anything until I'm resurrected. And I just, you know, it's more important to me to be a good servant than sit around and worry about whether I'm going to live through this or whatever. I'll have eternal life in a different world, in a different body. There's only going to be one king at that point. It's not going to be one of these mixed blood fake doofuses that are out there posturing on the world stage in their richness. It's going to be the Messiah that laid down his life for my redemption. That's my king. I don't owe allegiance to any other. I don't owe allegiance to a nation. Oh, you mean you're not a loyal American? No, I'm not. Nope. America is a fictitious entity. It's fake. It stopped being a reality many, many years ago. It is now a giant Ponzi scheme. I know this may anger some of the others. We're not going to get it back. Not us. And when it does come back, it's not going to be America. It's going to be the kingdom of Yahweh. The political, economic, and legal structure and military structure prevent us from regaining the continent of North America. Not feasible. Individual little spots hanging on and obeying Yahweh's laws until the Messiah returns. Yes, that is doable. But not the whole country. Sea to shining sea, okay? That's not happening. It is going to be remnant communities composed of the remnant of Israel that are obedient, and Yahweh will extend his protection as long as we don't apostatize like King Shlomo did. Like I started out, I told people. So much for kings. Earthly man-made kings will be corrupt. I know there's a movement that would like to see an earthly king. I will be quite honest, and I'm not trying to start a fight with anybody. I have great doubts about that. I don't have confidence in mankind. I only have confidence in Yahweh. So, we've watched the royals of Europe self-destruct. We've watched the supposedly royal families here in the United States. In other words, very rich people. They are all corrupted. Basically, mankind in general, not just Israel, but all mankind is corrupted at this point. And Yahweh can only stand so much corruption. It's getting down to the point where he's going to say, well, enough is enough. Take those messengers over there, arm them. Take them down and kill these people. Well, you mean that almost everybody would be killed? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying. Only the remnant and those that have not tried to hurt the true people of Israel, and that's few and far between these days, those people will live. Now, the ones that are not Israelites will not live an eternal life. They will have a normal lifespan. But Israel will be transformed. Oh, it sounds like a fairy tale. You can believe what you want. Just go ahead and believe it. Doubt me, laugh at me, call me names. It doesn't matter. Because I'm going to shake the dust off my feet and I'm going to move on. And the naysayers and the doubters and the revilers, they're the ones that are going to be hit and destroyed when Yeshua comes back. You don't want to believe the book. Oh, I don't believe the Bible. Okay. Okay. Don't say we of the true faith didn't warn you. You were warned. You will have no excuse when standing in front of that throne of judgment at that point. I'm not going to try to frighten you into the kingdom. That's false. You have to want in your heart to be obedient to the supreme deity. Being frightened into it, oh, you're just scaring me. Okay. But examine the content of what I've told you that you must do as an individual to enter the kingdom. Yahweh makes the rules, not us. We need to submit to Yahweh. He's the top of the pecking order. Quit trying to lower him down to our level. That's another mistake that we make in our arrogance. There's a supreme being that rules. Deal with it. Or not. You have free will. You understand? You have free will. You are not a puppet. Make a choice. Well, I'm getting down to the end of the hour. I pretty much did the thing with the royal as an example. Well, Solomon was royal. I showed you the biblical royals, and then I'm talking about the modern-day so-called royals that have degraded themselves. Well, there's your examples. Think about it. That's all I want you to do. I want you to think about it and read your scriptures. My website is https://www.pastor-steve.com. It's a user-friendly website, but it's not interactive. I don't get trolls there. There's no opinions there. There's no chat room there. It's a download and listen site. You can either download or you can listen. It's got lots of links. Go other places. All of my shows, the Word for Word shows and the Wake Up Call shows, are all on there. As I do them, I put them up. So, until next Thursday, I guess I will say peace be with you. Shalom Aleichem. And I hope you have enjoyed this presentation. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Left. Left. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Left. If we're the team at EFR,
we're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.